Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
In this episode, we are going to talk about how to release the past. How often do you should on yourself? As in, how often do you tell yourself that you should or should not feel the way you are feeling? Oftentimes, when there are hurtful things that happen in our past, especially in our childhood, we tell ourselves that we shouldn't let it affect us, that we should let it go. And yet, it is precisely these experiences that can cling the longest, simply by the fact that we have not allowed ourselves to accept the hurt, to accept the way we really feel about what happened, regardless of whose fault or responsibility, regardless of how much we might understand and empathize with everyone involved. That doesn't change that our emotions exist for a reason. Each and every one of them, no matter how rational or not, deserve to be acknowledged. And we know that this is true because when we refuse to acknowledge these hurt feelings, they find their way back into our lives over and over and over again, often in the most inconvenient ways. If someone told you today that you look like a pink octopus, would you be upset? My guess is you probably wouldn't think anything of it, because of course you know that that's ridiculous. It doesn't touch you at all. And yet there are so many things that someone could say to you that trigger that reaction, that hurt feeling. The reason these things affect us is because somewhere deep within, there's a hurt waiting to be acknowledged and released. And so in today's meditation, I would like to take us on a little journey deep within to finally release and let go of maybe a little bit of what's been weighing you down. So whenever you're ready, you can find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. And today I'd like to start with that beautiful, brilliant, golden light at the top of your head. Flowing down over you, like a golden honey waterfall, soothing, cleansing, pouring down over your face, your eyes, and nose and mouth. All the way into your throat and across your shoulders and down the arms and into your chest, filling up your heart with this golden liquid light, flowing down into your belly, down through your hips and your thighs, all the way down into your ankles and out the bottoms of your feet. And you might begin to notice how much more relaxed you can begin to feel now. As I'd like you to begin to imagine that you're floating. Nothing but open air all around you. You might imagine yourself floating on a cloud. And drifting gently down to the ground. Your feet touch lightly on the earth. You might get a sense of gravity pulling at your heels as you begin down the path ahead of you. And the path slopes up like walking up the side of a mountain. You might notice the rocks and boulders as you pass. Each one has a story, a history. Sometimes there are golden gems buried within. Other times it's just rubble, ready to be cleared away. I'd like you to notice as you walk that your shoulders feel a weight. And you can notice that you've been carrying a sack with you. And you might notice this sack on your back feels as if it's full of stones. But a little way down the path, you'll also notice there's a beautiful expanse of clear, calm water. And as you approach the lake, I'd like you to imagine you take the sack down off your shoulders, allowing it to make a little thud onto the earth. And one by one, you can open the sack and take out each stone. And with each stone you hold in your hand, I'd like you to bring to mind the weight that it represents for you. Was this the time you were bullied? Was this that time that someone told you you're just not good enough? No hurt is too small to be worthy of acknowledgement. And so as you hold this stone in your hand, allow yourself to feel. Touch that child within, that hurt when this memory happened. Acknowledge this part of you as valid and worthy, and then toss the stone into the water as far as the eye can see. And continue until each and every stone has made its way out across the lake. And you're back. is all but empty. And empty out the bag. But you'll notice at the bottom there are a few nuggets of pure gold. These might be the lessons you've taken from these experiences. The growth, the inner strength you found along the way. These you can keep in whatever way is meaningful to you. And as you begin to walk down that mountain now, I'd like you to imagine you can feel the lightness around your shoulders and your neck, knowing that you don't need to carry these hurts with you anymore. And so finding your way back into the room and into your body. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate you for taking the time to tune into you. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. More stars mean more people get to experience these short guided meditations. And of course, visit me online at jenniferdavoo.com. That's JenniferDavoust.com.